Thanking you for your patience, your wisdom and your skillful leadership of this preparatory committee. At all times, you've led with a steady hand. You've also made yourself available to all participants, and I think you have listened carefully. Our thanks too to the terrific team, both from the Secretariat, of course including the interpreters, as well as your own national colleagues has supported you, and we thank them for their work. We appreciate in particular that you carried out a deal of regional outreach. You made efforts to encourage more interactive discussions and were very supportive of diversity. We note too your separate paper on reflections, which we will take away and consider carefully. If there is one clarion call from this preparatory committee, it is that the NPT is strong, effective, and essential to global security. We all have an interest in finding common ground to implement and strengthen the NPT across its three pillars. Mr. Chairman, the draft chair's factual summary reflects significant differences of views on a range of issues, but also areas of convergence. Without going into detail, I would like to flag a few areas Australia was pleased to see reflected. Importantly, the summary reflects that the DPRK's nuclear and ballistic missile programs are a serious challenge to the NPT, global and regional security. It was vital for this PrepCom to send a clear message about the importance of maintaining pressure, implementing existing sanctions, and to articulate our expectations of the DPRK with respect to the NPT. We were pleased to see references to a progressive and pragmatic approach to disarmament, with many practical examples referenced in the document, including confidence building, risk reduction, a fissile material cut-off treaty, transparency, reporting, and entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. It is important to maintain existing testing moratoriums pending entry into force of the CTBT. We would have wanted to see that reflected in the summary. Mr. Chairman, sustainable disarmament must be inclusive and take account of the security environment. Your document reflects this. We welcome the language endorsing gender parity in participation and leadership across all three NPT pillars. We look forward to building on the important work of gender, diversity and inclusion during this review cycle. We commend too the practical suggestions for further work to improve transparency, including by NPDI, and the idea of future dedicated interactive sessions to discuss national reports. The session on strengthening the review process was one of the most interactive, and we were pleased to see several practical ideas reflected in your summary, including the NPDI's suggestion for a dedicated working group. There should be no need to delay taking forward good ideas until 2020. Mr. Chairman, you have set us up well for the rest of the review process, and we look forward to working with Malaysia, Ambassador Yaacob and his team, taking forward our work next year, and to the early appointment of the chair of the 2020 review conference. To colleagues, I thank you for the many conversations we have had in the margins. Thanks to all those who contributed by organising side events, which helped us understand these issues better. That includes civil society representatives and particularly the youth delegates who invested time and effort to enrich our consideration. Mr. Chairman, the NPT review process is an organic and dynamic one, not limited to our yearly meetings. Australia will continue to be active and pragmatic in looking for creative ways forward, finding common ground and building trust. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Australia.